This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. North Texas is about to get a shelter for battered men. It's being billed as the first in the state, and it's being created by the Family Place in Dallas. Executive Director Paige Flink is here for this week's Friday Conversation. Paige Flink, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Most people, when you say the words domestic violence, they think of a husband or boyfriend beating a woman. But the latest state numbers show 28% of the victims of family violence are men. How is that reflected in what you're seeing at the Family Place?
We do not see that high a percentage. And part of those family violence statistics in the city of Dallas, as well as the state of Texas, include in the family. So that could be siblings who are fighting, or
uncles,
a father-son.
Mm-hmm. Or something.
Anyone that lives together is counted as a family violence statistic. But we are still seeing an increase of intimate partner violence of females on males. And at the Family Place, last year we sheltered 39 men, and we sheltered about 400 women.
How does that compare to, say, how many men came through your doors, I don't know, 5-10 years ago?
Three times as many. I mean, it's a tremendous increase.
What do you think accounts for that increase?
I think there's a couple of things. One is, publicly, people are talking about the fact that violence in relationships is wrong. And so we have moved to gender-neutral language a lot in the way we communicate about it, which is one thing I think that makes a man feel like, well, I might be covered as well. Also, we are seeing an increase, unfortunately, in crime of juvenile females. And I think that part of that is just something that's happening in our culture, and something that's happening in especially young women that live in poverty and have used violence to escape or to protect themselves. They find it a little more natural to use in a relationship. And then the other change I'm anticipating is more same-sex relationships coming forward and seeking assistance. The more we recognize and respect same-sex couples, and marriage is now legal in the state of Texas, the more same-sex partners who will come forward. Because those are the very same kind of relationship as any other relationship.
Mm-hmm. You use that word come forward, and I think that's interesting, because that's always one of the challenges in the work you do, is getting anyone who's a victim to step forward. Do you find that it's harder for men?
Yes, they have so much shame. I mean, shame happens to women as well. But for men, we have culturalized them to, you know, be a man, be tough, stand up, don't cry, all those things. And also, a mark of a man sometimes is keeping your woman in her place. And so if you are a man who doesn't use violence in a relationship, it's hard for people to imagine you're a bigger guy than she is. How could you be a victim of domestic violence?
What made you decide to set up a separate shelter for men?
We're still learning about a woman's use of violence against a man. And so we also think therapeutically it would be better to have the women be able to heal in their facility and a man to be able to heal in his facility. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason. And secondly, the services may need to be a little bit different. This kind of the support group that you give may need to be a little bit different. The type of rental assistance or, you know, employment counseling, we just don't know. And so we felt like it would be a better way for us, on top of the fact that we don't have space in our current shelter for anyone else. We are sheltering men right now in hotels, which is not our preference, but it is.
So that's the standard. If a man comes in now, get him a hotel room.
Yeah, that's how we've done it. It's a temporary fix. It's not as therapeutic as we want it to be. So we're trying to be thoughtful and how we develop these services. And it will hopefully be a model for the United States, because it is a little bit, it's just a different environment. Men are different than women.
Since you announced you were going to do this, have you come up with any resistance?
Well, some people find it hard still to believe that a man can be battered. So you have a little bit of that. But for the most part, people are like, oh my gosh, tell us more. I've had calls from around the country saying, when you figure it out, let me know. And there's some concern that you take money away from an already underfunded situation. Mm-hmm. That's why we wrote this separate grant, and it's got a 3-year commitment. And so we feel really strongly that it's the right thing to do.
Paige Flink, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.